Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and Pete Hegseth today was asked the question about why did you say... Still, they were beating on this, the press at the Pentagon. Why did you say our boys did so well last weekend? What about the women flying those planes? Oh, my goodness. What a raucous Pentagon conference today. It was like none other, all around the central principle of how much damage did we do? Why does the media want to continue to do this? Because many of them hate Trump and they want to diminish it. That is more important to them. All right. Representative Scott Perry has quite a military background in addition to everything else. And let's go to Congressman Scott Perry. It's been a while since we've talked with him. Congressman, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Did you happen to see any of the Pentagon gaggle or scrum today?
I did see some portion of it, not the whole thing, but obviously it got the tenor of the meeting.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this, I'm referencing, of all things, is the best metric I can find other than my eyes, and that the Iranians are sort of coming back to the table in the ceasefire. The UN Atomic Energy Watchdog says that, well, the language is, if not the word obliterated, he does say what we want it, setting them back for years.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good information and news. Understand that there are very few people, certainly Westerners, that are in Iran or willing to go to Iran, because if you go, oftentimes you never come back out. And so it's really hard to do a battle damage assessment. That's what we call the BDA, 300 feet under a mountain, which is where, for instance, Fordo is located. So we know the effects of the ordnance, of the bomb, the explosion. Mm-hmm. We know that from testing, and we have a pretty good idea from long-term intelligence about what's under the mountain. You add one plus one, and you get two there, and it's an estimate until we can get some people on the ground there to provide accurate intelligence readouts. In the meantime, I think it's disruptive, and it's meant to be damaging to act as though an assessment with low confidence that might not be as robust as the president has indicated is other than an assessment with low confidence. But they acted, CNN, who's now walking it back, is acting like, of course, that, the strike was ineffective, and that the president is a blithering fool for ordering an ineffective strike. Now, you also know that, of course, had he not ordered the strike and Iran had reached nuclear capability and delivered it somewhere, they'd say he was an abject failure for not stopping it. Meanwhile, administrations for 40 years now have, you know, allowed this terrorism and this proliferation to go on. But it's all dumped in President Trump's lap. And when he takes decisive action, let's face it, nothing's ever going to be good enough for these people.
Without a doubt. Now, I told listeners, because sometimes you're in the front lines of other stuff, they don't know about your military background. So with that background, your access, you're a major player, Freedom Caucus, et cetera, you have some better knowledge than I would have of the capacity of these 30,000-pound bombs bunker busters were dropping. And it seems even 300 feet below the ground, being hit with multiple sorties of those, Congressman, it stands to reason there's got to be a significant disruption there. It's just common sense on this.
Yeah, it should be common sense. Look, we probably all, at our parents' objections, played with fireworks or firecrackers when we were young. And the point I want to make is if you conceal or restrict an explosion, which is what we're talking about, inside of a can or something, you can just picture the devastation. So you know, it can't, it's restricted from exploding up because now it's, you know, hundreds of feet into the ground, this explosive. And there's a cavity in the ground, which is the nuclear facility. Where do you think the effects of the explosion are going to go? I'm not an explosive expert, but just knowing what I know from doing things my parents told me not to do as a child and then doing things in the military, I can tell you the effects are. Well, let me just say this. None of the people that are currently criticizing the president right now would have volunteered to be in any of those facilities last Sunday night.
Yeah, and the thing that gets me, probably you too, you've been on many times and we've talked about it, the world allowed them in a test of will to say, we're going to do this 300 feet below the ground, we're not up to anything, and you're not going to do anything about it. Thank God we have this weaponry. What would we do otherwise?
That's exactly right. Israel was doing what it could, but there's only one country on the planet that has the weapon. There's only one country on the planet that has the delivery system. And unfortunately, other than President Trump's maximum pressure campaign the last time he was in office and his decisive action taken this time, has been any different than all other administrations previously who wouldn't even characterize Iran's military nuclear program as a nuclear military program. Iran said it was for peaceful purposes, and that's why we're hiding it hundreds of feet under a mountain, and won't let any inspectors come in, particularly Americans. But trust us, it's completely peaceful, and don't mind the fact that we're the largest state sponsor of terrorism on the globe.
Were you surprised at all too? Hegseth talked about this today, so I wanted to, with you, give an opportunity, and our listeners are all on board, but I still think it's necessary, of the length of the flight, 37 hours, and the things that were involved, and the false signal we sent in order to get this flight through. It is remarkable. We just can't say enough, not just about the technology, but the skill and courage, they don't know what they're going to run into, of the pilots and others aboard the planes.
Yeah, it's absolutely breathtaking. You look at the capability of the United States military and, of course, the people that serve in uniform, that plan for and then carry out these missions. And, of course, we spend a lot of tax dollars on our military. But let's face it, they deceived everybody. And you got to know that there were press standing outside of the base in Missouri day after day waiting to see one of those B-2s take off. They deceived the world. They deceived Iran. They flew around the world, conducted the strike, and then came back home. No Americans were lost. And I got to say this. Look, the president is, I think at this point, he should be known as a guy who is seeking peace, who's not seeking confrontation, but seeks stability and relationships, understanding different nations' viewpoints. But this is a minimum of casualties. Like, I don't even know what the casualty count is in Iran right now, because I suspect they pulled most of their people out, suspecting that sooner or later something was going to happen, President Trump being unpredictable in that way. I just don't know if people understand the scale of what has been accomplished and the what precision, what cost, and what lack of cost, and that is the loss of lives. How you change the planet, mm-hmm. how you change history without losing an American life. You know, the most we lost was some fuel, some flight time, you know, and a few meals probably back and forth for the air crews and the crews that put this whole thing together. It is astounding.
I'm so glad to have you on with your background to underline that. Now, that was the easy part. The hard part I wanted to talk to you about is the big, beautiful bill and these people over in the Senate side who might pass something, but it doesn't look like it's anywhere near what the House has.
It is being degraded minute by minute in the Senate. And look, I just got to say this because I really don't understand it. I want people working with me and for me that I can trust, just like you would in a business or anything else. And it's not to say that other people aren't capable, what have you. But unfortunately, we live in a partisan system here in the United States of America, and you can't have the person that Harry Reid hired calling the balls and strikes on your bill that no Democrats are interested in supporting or are interested in being a part of. And the Democrat parliamentarian has essentially said none of the major components of this bill are allowed. And I don't understand why don't we just ask Chuck Schumer if we could pass this bill and let him, you know, take a pencil or a pen and say, you know, I'm going to allow this and not allow that. That's essentially what's happening in the Senate. And I don't know if they're going to send it back to us and expect us to vote on that. But obviously, we want the taxes not to go up. That's a major part of the bill. We want to fund our military and the Department of Homeland Security. But here's the other thing we want. We want to stop funding people that are here illegally,
right,
on whether it's on free meals or whether it's on Medicaid or whatever we decide. We're the representatives of the people, and we're supposed to govern. And this person who's unelected and was chosen by the opposition party is now telling us that we can only govern as long as she says it's okay to.
Well, Jeff Van Drew was just on. Put on your legal hat. He said they don't have to follow what she says.
They don't have to follow it. But here's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. When Democrats want to do something and the rules prohibit it, they either make new rules or they just go around the rules and change the paradigm. Republicans always feel like we have to walk this narrow path so that we can, you know, go over and claim the moral high ground. And then when Democrats are in charge, there is no moral high ground. I would submit to you that nobody elected the parliamentarian. They expect these things to be done because they elected President Trump. They elected a Republican Senate, including a new Pennsylvania Republican senator, and they don't want some unelected bureaucrat that was selected by Harry Reid 20 years ago to determine the fate of the country.
Absolutely. Now, I'm more in your position maybe than some in the House in that, as I understand, last time we talked, I think you'd be okay with the Medicaid the way the Senate's going about it. I think they're narrowing it in more to where I want it to be. But, of course, they're allowing the green subsidies in there. So on the Medicaid part, does Scott Perry, are you in sync with that?
Well, I think I was in sync with where it was headed, but it's my understanding that the parliamentarian has disallowed any of it.
So, who is this
so
person?
The money laundering that the states were doing is now going to continue. Now, the Green New Scam, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that every single Republican voted against, needs to be dealt with, and I'm completely with the president. We ought to repeal it completely, every single bit of it. Unfortunately, we're having a fight within our own party over it, because what has happened is over the course of time is now subsidizing what are oftentimes traditional supporters of the Republican Party. But I'm not for giveaways and for tax credits and for subsidies for oil companies any more than I am for any other energy development operation. So we have to get rid of it. And look, right now, Pennsylvania's experienced some of the hottest days that it's had in a long time. And we are at very close, and you should probably know this, at grid failure. And the reason that's happening is because we're funding and subsidizing inefficient and unreliable energy sources, and the ones that are reliable and efficient are being taken offline over and over again. And what's going to happen is you're going to be, at some point, you're going to be given an order or a request to cut back your usage, which will then be followed by blackouts and brownouts. We're in the 21st century. We don't have to live like this. This is a choice. It's in the bill, and we need to address it in this bill.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. So is it your educated guess sitting here hearing you, Jeff and Drew, guys that I respect, this is going to be difficult to reconcile all this by July 4th?
I think it is going to be very, very difficult. I don't think it's impossible. We're ready to do the work. But I will tell you, I'm not encouraged to go vote to bankrupt my country and my constituents and leave a lot of subsidies and tax credits and grifting in place for billionaires and foreign countries and a few special interest lobbyists around town here. And if that's all that's left of the bill, I think we have significant headwinds in front of us.
Congressman, thank you. Have a good weekend, and let's see what we do next week. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Representative Scott Perry and Van Drew, some differences there in the two of them. But bottom line is, difficult to get it to the finish line by July 4th. The parliamentarian. Yeah, I've got to come up with more on parliamentarian. I don't even like the guy on Fox, that Chad Pergram they bring on. Well, you know, the parliamentarian is looking askance at this. I don't think we can do it. Oh, my God. You know, all this depending on this. And the Senate's going, oh, the parliamentarian's holding me up. Can you go back to that and tell your constituents the parliamentarian is doing it? Go on now. All right.
A little fancy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That, did you ever see Chad Pergram? He ought to wear a bow tie every day, that guy. The Fox guy that they have there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God. Yeah. And he takes on this otherworldly. Well, that's not quite true, Brett. As the Fox person here, I have to tell you this rule they have. All right, right
you're
now.
You're vanilla if you're ice cream. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, boy. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. All right. We're playing for a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Ooh, visit meltingpot.com for details and locations. It's rumored that Dan will be locating one in South Jersey sometime soon.
Yes. Yes. There's actually a certain setup that, no, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. I was going to suggest maybe dipping me in chocolate, but I don't think Maisie would be
Oh. Oh, here we go. There's the melting pot. All right, bro, write that one down. That was worth everything today, the heat and everything else.
Henry's so ruined.
Maisie, do you have that chocolate at home?
That's reserved for Maisie and Maisie.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Sorry, ladies.
Does cheese have to be involved with this? Oh, God. I mean, strawberries? All right, Henry, you can continue here.
I don't think I can give the clue though. After that.
Okay.
I just chalk it for the day. No. All right. So, Dom, today we're asking for that all-time final performance, the all-time swan song, the all-time last dance,
right,
if you will. I'm going to give you one that was an all-time bad last performance.
I thought you were telling this is something good. It's
okay. No, this is awful. We usually talk about good ones. You try to remember the good times. I'm going to remember the bad times here. So this artist I'm going to play here today for you, their last concert was in Germany. Went out on stage, but it was a disaster. The crowd was booing this person throughout the show. The crowd members were getting in fights with each other. There was nasty wind. There was nasty rain. But this artist trudged through and gave, I don't know, Dan, like, would you say it was a good performance? You were listening to a little bit of it.
The opening here might be the cause of the headache that I currently have.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when it opens up, and we'll play that after we determine, I guess, it does sound very good. But the opening's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds of this opening of the performance.
Oh, not 30 seconds. Give us 10 of it.
About 6.3 seconds. Yes.
I don't know if that'll be enough, but I want to know this person playing in their final performance.
Are they dying on stage?
What the?
Sounds like someone getting sick.
Yeah, this is the melting pot thing. This is the lactose stuff again. Yes. All right. Who is that? If we get this, I'll be amazed. Hey, by the way,
players, you can tell.
Yeah. Dan's a little bit underwear. And Casey, I just had to hit you with this, Dan, before 855-839-1210. Farewell performance. Jeff Cole, who I really like, is the muckraker over at Fox 29, is leaving. You know what his all-time biggest story was? And you guys weren't in talk radio anywhere near it. But I remember it, and if he's still alive, I'd love to have him on. He found out that a big member of city council, Angel Ortiz, who would come on and duke it out with me, which I really like, he was the most prominent left-wing member, and he would take on all comers all the time, was driving around without a driver's license. And Ortiz, when asked about it, said, no, I don't have one. And he hadn't had one for, I think, 25 years.
What?
Yes, and he didn't think it was a big deal. Not only was he a sitting member, he wasn't a backbencher. Angel Ortiz, and I think his daughter was on the Betty thing or something on TV, was a star, was driving around without it when Jeff Cole asked him, and it was like Jim Kenney, I think I'll quit being mayor. And he said, I don't have a driver's license. Why would I need a driver's license?
What?
Oh, my God.
Why would I need a driver's license?
It's like the world ending.
What a way to think there.
Real libertarian.
Well, no, I think he was Puerto Rican, I believe, Angel. And this is the all-timer. I think even what's-her-name would say, Steve Keeley, when he got the guy to admit there on camera, I don't have any driver's license. I'm driving around.
Is there out there somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jeff Cole, if you're listening, I'd love to hear that moment. He was all-time great muckraker. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us, and you're going off to the melting pot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, this is a difficult one. A lot of people seem like they know it. Let's hear the short clue.
Where
That sounds like Michael J. Fox when he went too far and back
like
to the future.
Sounds like an audio representation of Bud Dwyer is what it sounds like.
That's a little... All right.
It's macabre of you.
Jason in sorry. Collingswood. All right, Jason, what's your answer today? Hi.
Hi there. Is that Jimi Hendrix?
Wow, I didn't know Jimi Hendrix had a bad farewell. That's hard to believe. Wow. Yes, Jason, you're right. You got a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Visit meltingpot.com for details and locations.
I think we should be clear. It wasn't really a necessarily bad farewell.
People consider that concert, from what I'm reading here, a disaster. Yeah, the Love and Peace Festival in Fairmarn, Germany on September 6th, 1970. It was his last official concert by himself. It was chaotic, crowd booing, bad weather, just an all-around bad time. But he was redeemed just 10 days later, where he made a guest appearance with Eric Burdon and War at Ronnie Scott's Club in London, played two songs with them before dying of a barbiturate overdose 2 days later.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. All right, so we're looking for these farewells. And as I said to you, Jeff Cole, sad to see him go. He once, at Fox 29, found this relationship between Wilson Goodes, according to the Inquirer, and as I remember, Wilson Goodes' son, who was on city council, and this, let me read it exactly from there, because it's got a punchline, what this guy did. One of the memorable stories Cole reported on 2008, centered on former councilman W. Wilson Good, then top aide Latrice Bryan. After receiving a tip, Cole and his investigative team filmed Bryan for 2 weeks, showed her attending to personal business while getting paid for working at City Hall. Before Cole was able to confront Bryan on camera, she flashed handwritten signs in city council meetings that read, "Jeff Cole, KKK, and Fox 29 are racist." Oh, man. We miss these days. On Ortiz, why do I need a license? And this woman with the KKK, it's stunning stuff here. So Jeff Cole, just a great, more recently, he's been involved in any number of things. Think of him charging in there. And Steve Keeley, we miss talking with too. The stuff that he does is second to none. They are both top of the class. Okay, 855-839-1210. You know, just an aside, but I think it's important when we see what's going on in New York. Couple things with this guy, the mayor. You know who he's targeting? He is targeting the landlords in New York. Now, I know somewhat landlords, people go after. I get that. Well, you know, you can have bad landlords. But the point is being made, if you do what he wants to do to landlords and the so-called reforms, you're taking away the middle class. You're taking away the ability, as hard as it is in New York, to get an apartment, to be able to do this. And that's one of the groups that he's targeting. And I want to take aim at Amy Rosenberg again over at the Inquirer. What a waste, because Amy Rosenberg was someone who wrote a fun column about being at the Jersey Shore. Remember we talked about this? And we had her on. It was all kinds of stuff happening at the shore in the summer. Yeah, great insight, great tips. We had her on a couple times. And then she started in on the whales, that this is all made up. The science is on the other side. Now she's got a column today, Dan. And I've only been there recently a couple times about Avalon, New Jersey, and how Avalon, New Jersey is no longer a place for those who are not wealthy. The Union League is there. And they do have some people in here in the Union League fire back and say the Union League is not what you think of, just old money and the rest of it. So I have to ask, if you're a fan, everybody has a favorite shore town. Ours has been the Wildwoods by and large, you know, in the very beginning, Wildwood Crest, for a while in Cape May, and North Wildwood now. Avalon, we've just traveled to. And I know the tradition of Avalon, the bars and all that stuff. She's talking about it's completely destroyed now. Mark Ziss is hanging on to old Avalon. At 56, he's still in the summer share house, a fading subculture. He's come back to every summer since the 90s. There are not many left. Ziss may not have moved from the Avalon of the past, the laid-back beach town of bungalows, a party vibe buzzing from bar to bar, but the town sure has. And the shift has never been clearer, Enter the Union League, who paid $23 million to buy the sprawling, boozy Whitebriar on 21st Street and two adjacent properties. Again, this is class warfare. Is Avalon really now a town that she seems to indicate, she, you know, talks to a lot of people there, where you have to be of wealth, it's all private, they're destroying the entire culture of it. And at the end, she says, a lot of people are saying, maybe we'll move to Wildwood. Okay. My point being, with the Inquirer, with this whole thing, with this guy in New York, the notion that this is something good that's happening with him, the only good thing with him being the nominee, potentially, he still has to run against Adams, and I can't handicap that. I think Adams will lose to him, the current mayor. This is a bonanza for Republicans. And we can't play with this. Mikey Sherrill saying she supports the goals of this guy, if not fully everything. That's the best she could come up with. The congresswoman in Virginia running to be governor says, well, she doesn't know about New York politics, so she can't comment on his policies and where he's going. This is just an example, even in just the fun thing, the Jersey Shore at summer. And this has gone on with this for a while. The whole thing over climate, the windmills, bringing on people to say they're scientific, we're not. And now Avalon is just gone to the wealthy. It makes its way into everything that the Inquirer does. That's my point. All right, coming up, more of your calls, 855-839-1210. And I mentioned this, and I'll give you the detail on it. The SATs now have changed. They're online. And with being online, there's something about that that is really hard to believe they're actually doing it, but they are. I'll explain. Get your name into the hat. Tomorrow we'll have a winner for a $50 gift card, I think, to Gallows. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tom Giordano, show 855-839-1210. You get in. Just looking during that break, more on Twitter. Mikey Sherrill saying she supports a woman running for governor, Democrat side in Jersey. She supports the goals of the public menace that apparently has a Democrat nomination. I believe it's almost certain. And I think we'll beat Adams, and I think we'll beat a mayor. And what do both of them talk about? And I'm looking at stuff she's out there doing today. Affordability. Now, I'm going to make this point. The guy that looks to Madani has a better pitch to voters on affordability than Mikey Sherrill does. The bottom line is this. Why are New Jersey and New York City in this case, so expensive? What's one of the drive? What are the drivers? And the drivers are over taxation, over regulation, budding ski nonsense into our lives, boondoggles, fraud, waste, being controlled by one party forever. They're the problem. We all know that. But at least the guy in New York is saying something. Well, it's not really new or fresh. It's been tried before when people, millions of people died. Communism, socialism, Marxism. But at least he's saying that. What is her pitch toward affordability? She is the problem. She's not saying socialism per se. She's saying more the business as usual. She's trying to dance around about continuing to punish productive people in Jersey with more regulation, more taxes, more public onus on them. But she doesn't say what he says, which at least is bold, crazy, but fresh and getting people excited. But they're both the same thing. They are the problem. And this race is going to come down to, in Jersey, two things. Turnout. Turning out the base. And with Presler, with people like Mike Donahue, with some of the stuff going on organized, I'm very encouraged on that front. The other is, can Mikey Sherrill pose as a, quote, Jersey moderate, different than moderation? You and I know that, but I'm talking to enough voters that can buy the suburban mom, she's just like you, and all that stuff, and she's not a progressive, she's really about affordability. I do believe affordability is on the minds of people, and we can sit here and say, look, you got to be crazy not to see these are the, she is the enemy of affordability. She's one of them. But again, we can't win that way. We have to convince people of what is obvious. I know that's a burden, but it is obvious. And I think Cetarelli's off to a good start on this, of having the flavor of someone that's actually proposing things that would make it more affordable. He's saying some bold stuff that maybe he didn't quite say the last time around. He's going to be on Wednesday at 12:30. And I hope to tease this out a little bit. But these people are having so much trouble in Virginia. The congresswoman running to be governor, and she looks to be in the lead, says, well, she's not going to comment on the guy running in New York because she doesn't know New York politics. Not going to get away with it with that. I'm surprised at Cheryl. We asked Jeff Van Drew, and he said, yeah, I'm surprised her political advisors say, well, I support his goals. Well, wait a minute. His goals are to get rid of prisons, get rid of police, arrest Netanyahu, have landlords be taken out in New York, essentially. Jim Cramer on CNBC said, is he going to shoot the rich the first day or a little bit later? He's gone after 50 Cent, and 50 Cent's going to Trump for relief now, Curtis Jackson, because he called him out by name on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, guy, that would be a rounding error to him. An extra $20,000 a year. What's the big deal? Other people's money again. This guy is Christmas in July. You can't ask for anything better. And if we cannot flesh this out with people in Jersey, then they're hopeless. And there are a lot of people in Jersey you just can't convince. They're okay with the welfare state, the taxation. Either they're wealthy enough, progressive enough, or they're on welfare, states funded something or other. That's a big coalition. That's what we have to overcome. But at least my point, the guy in New York at least is saying wild stuff that gets excitement, even though this has been done before in various places, and we know the failure. She's just saying affordability while saying she supports his goals. What's the secret sauce for her? She is the problem. Affordability will come for each Democrat that is voted out of office. Every single one of them, up and down the line, will move the graph toward affordability. We know they don't want to do that. They don't care about that. Not even in the slightest. And incrementally, they will continue to make Jersey less and less affordable. Is Jersey more or less affordable? It's less affordable than it was when Phil Murphy took over. And four more years of her will make it even less affordable. It's incremental. Ed in Lakeland here is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ed, good afternoon.
Yeah, I've got 2 points to make. One is about the Jewish people. Supposedly the left was against the Jewish people, except the Jewish people in the last presidential election voted right at 70% for Biden. And as far as what happened in Iran, Netanyahu lied about this 15.
All right, Ed. All right. You got just an agenda on this about the Jewish people. We know the voting pattern. All right. Next time you call, have something else rather than just being suspect on this. Just your tenor a little bit better. Next time, make a better try. All right. Side question coming up. We'll get the lightning round. This day in history, Elvis, it was his last performance. And in 79, Muhammad Ali, that's two of the biggest names possible out there in entertainment sports, retired from boxing. So we're looking for that farewell. It might even be a bad one like the one we played. Oh, I see some good ones here. Might be a winner. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
I wish Leslie had called in here with some of these. She's got two great ones up on Twitter. Mark Twain quote, "Let us endeavor to live, that when we come to die, even the Undertaker will be sorry." And her Walter Cronkite sign off, "And that's the way that it is."
Ooh.
Yeah, that would have been a really good one. All right, that's the side question, and it worked pretty well today. Henry seeing that both 1977, Elvis, and then Muhammad Ali on this very day in 79, both farewell. Joe in Exton. All right, Joe, afternoon, what do you have?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Philadelphia's Grace Kelly said farewell to acting with a view to becoming the wife of Prince Rainier of Monaco in the south of France.
All right, that's a good one. I see what may be a winner here. And I don't want to prejudice the judges, but I'm going to go to this one now. Because when he said it, and he had Gregory Peck doing it, it's pretty powerful. I wish we could play this one today. But Jim in Boyertown. Jim, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. It was General Douglas MacArthur, his farewell speech to Congress, when he said, "Old soldiers never die, but they simply fade away."
Mm. Yes, duty, honor, country. I think that's he right. Did it at West Point, too, and that's where it was just riveting. You know what I mean? Look, the guy was a diva of divas. Just look at the cosplaying that he did, et cetera. But as a general, as a patriot in that, wow, that is a really good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. The Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, what do you have today?
My answer is the all-around entertainer, Dick Shawn. He served in the USO. He did variety shows in the 50s. He did television comedies and dramas. He did movies, and to suck up to the judges here, he was in the Tina Louise movie in 1969 called The Happy Ending.
Oh, wait a minute. Where do I get that? Is that still out there? I want to see that hair. Yes.
He was LSD. He sang Springtime for Hitler and the Producers. He was Snow Miser in The Year Without a Santa Claus. And he was a stand-up comic on top of being a Broadway performer. And he used to do all sorts of stuff like jump around, tell jokes. And sometimes he'd just lay down on the stage and take a nap while performing. On April 17th, 1987, he's doing his act. And he goes and he lays down on the stage. And it's like, oh, that's the thing that he did last night. and no one paid any attention until it just seemed to go on for too long. Turned out he had a massive heart attack and died on stage. He died performing and entertaining people. That's why he was known as the second greatest entertainer in the world. He entertained them until he terrified them as they carried his body off the stage.
Thank you, Earl. Well, sad to report, but the great Irv Homer, one of the greatest in talk radio, and somebody who was the federal income tax he went after unbelievably, died in a similar manner at one of our events
with
the creature from Jekyll Island. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was. I was down the shore. I wasn't at the event. It was hard to believe. I mean, you talk about bringing everything together. One of the three or four greatest in the history of talk radio. Yeah. In Philadelphia. Yep. Wow. Mike in Hamilton. Mike, I like yours, I think. Go right ahead.
Dom, one of my favorite actors was Russian-born Yul Brynner. He was in The King and I, The Ten Commandments. By the way, he had two Tonys. He performed The King and I on Broadway, over 4,200 performances.
Wow.
Really great actor, but he was dying of lung cancer. And his last act was actually posthumously. After he died at age 65, the American Cancer Society ran an ad he had recorded before his death, exhorting people not to smoke.
Yeah, that is a solid one. That is very, I don't know if you've seen it, Henry. That is all time. Yeah, it's classic. Chuck in Newtown Square. Hello, Chuck.
Well, hey, great day to everybody. Pleasure to be on. I have the guy whose final act, was it really his final act? It's the only guy whose name is out there who's actually become an adjective. I'm talking about a regular Houdini, and I mean Houdini. I only saw it from the Tony Curtis movie, but he gets all wrapped in a straitjacket. He goes in a box. He gets submerged. And, well, the rest is history, except they did a seance every year for, I think, around 50 years. And the results are maybe a little wishy-washy, I suppose, but that is a final act that really stands out to me.
Houdini, no bigger name. Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, limited time. Go right ahead, though.
Okay, from A Tale of Two Cities, a man switched places and was going to be guillotined, and what he said is, 'tis a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done. 'Tis a far, far better place I go than I have ever been.
Beautifully put, or I regret, I thought someone would say it, I regret I have only one life to give for my country. Oh, my God. Mm. That, if you can say that when you're ready to, oh, my goodness. All right, Henry, who did you like?
Man, yeah, some really strong ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I pretty much think all of them we took in the lightning round here.
Yeah.
Qualified.
Oh, yeah.
Joe of Exxon with Grace Kelly, Jim in Boyertown with Douglas MacArthur, Earl of Tacony with Dick Shawn, Mike in Hamilton with Yul Brynner. I'd say of those I just said, I do like Dick Shawn, the way he literally died on stage. Doesn't get as much crazier than that. I love the MacArthur quote.
Yeah, really the MacArthur thing. Okay, I'll go with yours today. We'll put that in. That's true. A guy known for going to sleep on stage or doing that as part of the act and dies there. And again, the greatness of Irv Homer, Dominic Quinn, those are the guys that I saw in talk radio just starting out. Well, Dominic Quinn did say, don't touch the mic, kid. There you go. I was a guest or something. I just tapped it a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those two together, that's, to me, talk radio. They didn't get along that much. It'll be a great debate. All right. That's a winner. We'll do it again tomorrow, and we will have the winner tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Special Rich Zeoli show today, Zeoli Unplugged, with people that contributed mightily to the Travis Manion Foundation. And he's right out here with them today. It's going to be a big, big show for the next 4 hours. Thanks to Henry and Dan. We're back tomorrow, noon until 3. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.